Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Metabolic syndrome, it's something that affects perhaps half the population, even more if you're over a certain age. And today with us is Jim LaValle. He's a nationally recognized educator, clinician, author, and industry consultant, and a registered pharmacist, as well as a certified clinical nutritionist. He has his own practice, numerous books, including Your Blood Never Lies and Cracking the Metabolic Code. Your websites, Jim, are metabolicode.com, correct? And jimlaval.com.
Correct.
What can people find if they
That's
go?
Right.
What resources do you have available for them?
Well, I think they can download a free carb counter, that's for sure, at jimlaval.com. I've got a nice carb counter that my dietitians put together that we use every day in practice, and it really helps people understand where they're at with their carbohydrate intake, gives them a little bit of guidance, helps them to understand this. Because, look, the epidemic in weight gain here, obviously it's multifactorial, but bottom line, we're still eating way too much starch and sugar, and you got to start counting it. So that they can find. And there's articles and excerpts from my books and things that I'm doing. We just are going to be putting in a diet and metabolism center at the NFL Hall of Fame Village. That just got announced, which is very interesting. It's a huge project with the NFL Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, Tom Brady's
with a treatment facility.
Poster boy for that effort because he really has taken a different in his training. I mean, not necessarily that he is personally involved with that, but just his presence as a champion of that of lifestyle as a way of maintaining performance well into his late 30s, and now he's hitting 40. I think that's got to be a great product placement for this type of effort for the NFL.
Absolutely, you know, it's there, and you know, teams we work with, the NHL, everybody's wanting to know now. Finally, you know, what do you do to really stay healthy as you're, you know, pushing your body hard? And whether you're an executive or an athlete, the stressors in life still, you know, work on you and trigger these kind of problems. I see very fit people that have most of the criteria for metabolic syndrome, and they're not even overweight because of their chemistry so off.
Mm-hmm.
But they miss the obesity side, and they miss the hypertension side. But a lot of the other stuff, they're pre-diabetic, their lipids aren't right. You know, they got many of the cases, so it's very interesting.
You see. So let's talk briefly about exercise before we get into supplements, because there's some paradoxical things about exercise. I mean, it's a verity. Exercise is good for you. We all should be exercising. But there's some paradoxical effects of exercise. There's some people who, it's claimed, and I saw an article on this recently in the New York Times, they train for marathons. They just pound the pavement, you know, hours on end every week, you know, logging, you know, dozens of miles, and they end up gaining weight, paradoxically. And then there's some studies that claim that exercise really isn't the answer for weight gain. So where do you stand on that issue?
You can train too hard and end up having a bad vessel health, cardiovascular health profile. So whether, you know, when you're training for marathons, they've already shown that a subset of those people don't do very well with that, with their blood vessels. They make some inflammatory compounds in their body that actually kind of, you know, creates a fibrosis or a kind of the heart muscle tends to be less able to beat and be pliable and get maximum contraction. And that happens. And they also get their blood vessels start to get inflamed, and even their baseline blood sugars go up. And so what I've tried to get people to understand is, look, if you're not a professional athlete, and in fact, when you're a professional athlete, you train about 2 hours a day, then you go and you have your cooked food, then you go to get the massage therapy, then you go into the ice bath and the sauna, and then then maybe you got to study for some plays or something you're doing. But for the most part, you got a couple hour day of really hard work in the gym that you're going to have to do or on the field, and the rest of the day is a little easier. We go to work and work 8, 10, 12 hour days, right, and then we step in the gym. And that's the big problem that I try to get people to understand. Sometimes less is more. We're doing a project right now where we're tracking about 50,000 people who train. The reality is we're trying to get them to understand that Yeah, these things that you hear about, eat more while you're training. It's great if you're training, you know, 2-3 hours a day. But if you're only training a half hour, an hour a day, and the other 23 hours you're either sitting or sleeping, you really don't need to eat a lot more food if you're trying to maintain your weight. So the other aspect of it is that moderate exercise, by far, not having your heart rate up over 60% of your VO2 max, if you are going to make your heart rate go up, bounce it up and down. It's called interval training or Tabatas. You could do those kind of things to get your flexibility to your heart rate, your variability to your heart rate trained. But the people that keep their heart rates up high all the time by doing very intense workouts end up it being detrimental to their health.
Yep, I agree with you. And I've modified my exercise regimen accordingly. You know, people ask me, at the tender age of 64, if I still do marathons, and I say, why should I? My life is a marathon. Do I need this?
That's it.
Yeah. I do the occasional
well ride put, along. Doc. Yeah. So well put.
Yeah, you know, like you said, I mean,
think about it. How many people get up at 5 in the morning?
Yeah, if you're pampered the entire day, you know, and you know, you get massages from morning, noon, to night, and chiropractic and all that stuff to whip you back into shape.
Acupuncture.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe. But,
different story.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to supplements because that's of great interest to our listeners. And you mentioned magnesium earlier. Why don't we tackle magnesium first? Because that's ultra important in metabolic syndrome. Explain why.
Well, I mean, magnesium is involved in blood sugar regulation and involved in all of the reactions that make your muscles function, your body make energy, and how you package ATP, which is your packets of energy. And when you do not have enough magnesium, you will develop insulin resistance. And when you develop insulin resistance, you store fat. And the magnesium is also involved in relaxing your blood vessels. So when your magnesium goes low, your blood pressure goes up. So when you gain weight and your blood pressure goes up, and they've shown that when you're low in magnesium, your C-reactive protein goes up, which is an inflammatory marker, and you make bad lipids. So magnesium is crucial as an essential nutrient to make sure you get enough of it. And in people who eat today in the United States, no one's getting enough. I argue that you should dose it 7.5 to 10 milligrams per kilogram body weight in order to have elemental magnesium. And 10 if you're training a lot, working out hard, 7.5 if you're an average Joe or an average Jill. And that sounds like that's a lot,
yeah, that's
but
it's,
I can tell you
750,
that
if you say you're 100 kilos, that's 220, you know, like overweight. But that's
right.
Right.
That's exactly right. It'd be 1,000 milligrams. You do it through either a powder or through a pill. You do it through a powder, through a pill, and eating food. The problem is that a lot of the foods aren't that rich in it anymore, but pumpkin seeds certainly are. Things like rice, but you can't eat too much rice because everybody's insulin resistant. And then eating, you know, dark green leafy vegetables are rich in minerals. And then you got to take a supplement of magnesium. I tell people all the time, take magglycinate, magmalate, any of the magnesium chelated magnesium salts really help. And there's a lot of people, there's an epidemic of people say, yeah, I got restless legs. Yeah, my legs feel like cement. Man, I get tired quick. Gee, my muscles are spasming, you know. I've got headaches. I've got backaches. I'm fatigued. I have insomnia. All of those things relate to low magnesium levels. So yeah, you got to get it in, and you know, take it if you can. You can put it in a powder, so you can drink it. You can take pills, and then you can eat it. That's the way to do it.
What's next on our list?
Well, I love aged garlic. I mean, I love kaolic. Obviously, fish oil is an important one that a lot of people like to mention. But I got to tell you, in terms of knocking out all of the matrices for metabolic syndrome, taking kaolic aged garlic extract probably does more next to magnesium. I have to say that because it's a dietary requirement with magnesium, right? So you kind of got to say that's an essential nutrient. That's number one. After that, I don't know of a better product to take than Kyolic Aged Garlic, because it does all of the following. One is it reduces oxidation of your lipids. So the lipids that do find their way and lodge into the inner lining of the artery aren't as likely to be oxidized, and then you don't plaque them. So oxidized LDL goes way down. Here's the oddball ones that are kind of interesting. Your bone mineral density stays intact. So they showed that when people got on that were plaquing arteries, that when they got on aged garlic extract, they stopped losing bone, and that means they weren't pushing calcium into the bloodstream, and that means they're not going to plaque their arteries. So that was really big. The third is that it literally regressed vulnerable plaque. So when you have metabolic syndrome, you're more prone to make plaque in your arteries, and vulnerable plaque's bad because it breaks off and it causes strokes and causes embolisms. And it literally was shown in a human trial at UCLA School of Cardiology to reverse vulnerable plaque in your body. I mean, that's a first ever on a dietary supplement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
it's big, right?
Scores, changing the calcium scores, which is really interesting.
That's outstanding, right? And that's something that it could do that. And then the next one that was really powerful, it reduced, so people that were on aged garlic did not progress to fatty liver. Hmm. Remember, we talked about fatty liver early on, is a hallmark trait of people that are obese.
Fatty liver.
Yeah, exactly. And they showed that in the last two trials. And then it has the obvious effect of improving your lipid profile. So your LDLs go down, your HDLs go up, the triglycerides go down. And then it has a couple other really important benefits. The next one is it reduces blood pressure. So it has a direct effect on your blood vessels. Now, everybody used to think that, well, it's an antioxidant effect, and it's having this effect on lipids. Here, it turns out, it has an effect on the hypothalamus. It has an effect on your central nervous system. And so a lot of times your blood vessels will get stiff as you lose something called vagal tone. Your heart, you know, your brain and your heart are communicating with each other. And the more your brain perceives stress, the more it sends out a stress signal, the more your vessels stay stuck. And here it turns out that one of the mechanisms on aged garlic extract is it helps to unstick that nervous system sympathetic dominant signal that you've acquired through chronic stress behaviors. And so the blood vessels, it's called pulse wave velocity improves. So when they clamp a blood vessel, it goes back to its original diameter quicker on aged garlic versus when you're off aged garlic. And that means the vessel is more pliable and more flexible. And that is incredibly important.
Wow, I thought I knew everything there was to know about aged garlic extract. I learned a couple of things just from that brief discussion that you shared with us. Good stuff. Okay.
Well, that's what you brought me on. That's what you brought me on the show for.
Obviously, because if I knew it all, I just do monologues. So let's touch on fish oil, because everybody knows that fish oil is beneficial. But how particularly is it good for metabolic syndrome? Does it do something to insulin signaling? Because we know it's going to maybe lower cholesterol. It makes the platelets less sticky. Maybe it relaxes the endothelium of the blood vessel, allowing blood pressure to come down. But is there a direct effect on the receptors? Does it do something there?
Well, of course, yeah, and you're bringing up a really strong point, is that what fish oil is doing, and the other one I would say would be phospholipids like phosphatidylserine and choline, okay, is that you're remodeling the cell membrane with these lipids, which are making them being able to communicate better, because you're basically making the health of the outer layer of your cell more healthy and able to communicate with other cells and be able to receive hormone signaling to the cell. And so, there's a very important effect from being on omega-3 fatty acids and phospholipids such as phosphatidylcholine and serine.
Actually, we have a sponsor that makes a lipid replacement therapy, which is the Propax with NT-factor. The NT-factor is designed to do precisely that, improve cellular communication. So that's an important part of it. having to do.
I love NT Factor. That's an amazing product, actually. They've got quite a bit of data on that, on how it affects the mitochondria and cell membrane signaling. So that is a great product.
For that in particular, metabolic syndrome. So additionally, I know you know about this, vitamin D in the news lately in relationship to metabolic syndrome. How does that seem to work?
Well, I mean, there's several, you know, obviously vitamin D is involved in thousands of reactions, but the, you know, vitamin D affects the VDR3 gene SNP, which is, intimately involved in how insulin receptors fire. In addition to that, it retards the inflammatory process that goes on with metabolic syndrome. And when you anytime you can reduce inflammation, you improve cell-to-cell signaling. So vitamin D, real important. And there may be something else that article said. So if you've got something else, that'd be great. Those are the things that I'm familiar with offhand.
There was something recently, and you know, this just came out this week, so maybe you didn't get a chance to see it, but. And I'll send you the article afterwards if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, good. I would love it.
It had to do with an animal experiment where, we know we can make animals develop coronary artery disease by feeding them tons of fat. Okay, well, that doesn't necessarily apply to humans because we know that, you know, mice and rats and rabbits, they don't eat steak generally, right? You know,
right.
They eat a lot of things.
Right.
Mostly, you know, grains, vegetables, you know, things like that. Whatever they find. You can induce atherosclerosis by feeding them fat. But what they found is when they gave them vitamin D, it completely abolished that effect. So their thought is their thought is that it's a microbiome effect, that it does something to the gastrointestinal tract to change the way the GI tract and the bacteria therein interpret the diet. Very interesting research. They're not sure if it applies to humans yet, but they're confident that they will see some findings. And, you know, and that's, you know, you mentioned, because we tend to think that the vitamin D works at the, you know, maybe at the level of the insulin the receptors, you know, pancreas or on the cell walls, but it may work in the gut to change the way that the gut behaves. So that I found an interesting, something that tidbit that I shared with my audience this week.
Yeah, very interesting.
Other nutraceuticals, you know, everybody has their own favorite blood sugar lowering formula. Some of them have chromium, some of them have gymnema, they have bitter melon. Another one that's popular is from Oregon grapefruit, berberine. Which
sure.
ones do you like for pre-diabetes?
I love alpha lipoic acid. PQQ, so pyroquinolone quinone, gets the mitochondria up and running. Benfotiamine also helps get the mitochondria up and running. So, you know, I like cinnamon extracts.
Yes.
Berberine, as long as somebody tolerates it. I mean, you know, that's a tolerant. Bitter melon, I love if it's the 15% German bitter melon, which has been used to lower hemoglobin A1C in Germany as a drug. As much as a half a point. So I love a high standardized bitter melon extract. And then it's getting that magnesium pull in there and zinc. And you know, you pick from those things and you'll be pretty successful. I mean, as of late, bergamot is very interesting for the lipolysis.
Yeah.
And I've used that. And it also helps to regulate sugar, blood sugar signaling. So it regulates the insulin receptor through PPAR gamma and alpha signaling. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
and those are the key things.
The bergamot is actually, you know, with people, it's kind of a new thing. It's a citrusy type thing that actually is the basis for the flavor of Earl Grey tea. So it's used a lot in the tea
That's
industry,
right.
But it turns out that when you take that concentrate, you know, and put it in a pill, that it actually has some pretty nice lipid-lowering, lipid-modifying, and as you mentioned, blood sugar-modifying effect. So it's kind of a cool substance.
Yeah, I've used it quite a bit. Yeah, bergamot. They actually get that from one distinct region in Calabria to extract that. And it was all originally University of Rome studies. Really interesting stuff.
Good stuff. We support the economy of Italy, which is now faltering anyway. So good deal. All right. So let's remind our listeners where Kyolic aged garlic extract products are available. You can go to a local health food store or visit kyolic.com for more information. And they have a store locator there so you can find out where it's available. But it's available at most big chain stores, health stores. And also, we have a special on today's program. You can get a free sample of Kyolic today by calling this number. Jot it down, 800-421-2998. 800-421-2998. They are a sponsor, and we love for you to support our sponsors because our sponsors support us, and that enables us to send you a lot of valuable free health information such as we're sharing with you today. So, Jim, anything else to add? What's our take-home message for today?
Well, I think with metabolic syndrome, take-home message is you got to alter your diet, learn to cope with the stress you're under because you're going to be under stress. Work through getting proper sleep, and then take, I think, valuable nutrients and aged garlic or kyolic aged garlic at the top of the list and the top of the human trials that relate to blood vessel health and cardiometabolic health. Think of it as I think maybe as important as what the multivitamin used to be thought of. I think aged garlic with its plethora of data is starting to show it may, I think, ascend to something as important as something everybody should consider taking.
Yeah, I take one twice daily of the cardio formula because I don't have any particular problems. But for patients who do, I tell them to take two twice daily, which is what, 240 to 360 milligrams? I don't even know how many milligrams is. No, six. I'm doing the math wrong. But four capsules of the cardio formula. I forget. I think 600 per capsule. Is that possible?
Yeah. Right, it's 600 per, and they get 2,400, and that's what was used in the clinical trials.
Yeah.
When you were looking at regressing plaque and helping blood pressure, was doing 24.
Exactly. That's a pretty manageable sweet spot because it's not a pill where you have to take 16 a day, and generally people tolerate two twice daily, and the price point is pretty affordable. So go with that if you have metabolic syndrome. That's our recommendation today. Hey, Jim, thanks once again for a great, great interview. You're an outstanding communicator. You're getting the word out about some really important subjects. And we'll invite you back on again soon to maybe flesh out another topic.
Dr. Hoffman, that's great. I'm always glad to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, yep. And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.